House Republican leaders have an ultimatum for the Attorney General. Either Eric Holder sends the House documents related to the fast and furious gun-running operation in the next few weeks, or he'll face a vote to hold him in contempt of Congress.
Joining us live to talk more about this development in this ongoing case, Jake Sherman, Politico's congressional reporter. Well, what's the latest here, Jake?
Well, that's exactly right. They are threatening to hold him in contempt of Congress, which would be a big move, especially in an election year, an already hot election year. To hold the president's attorney general in contempt would be a statement. Now, the Department of Justice says, listen, we've provided you with what we have, and we're going to provide you with more. Just, you know, cool down. But House Republicans, under significant pressure from the conservatives in Congress, are not waiting much longer.
So explain this a little bit. They've asked for some documents, have gotten some of the documents. Why haven't they gotten all of them?
That's the question they're asking. They've asked for a whole huge set of documents, 20-something categories. Now, Speaker John Boehner stepped in and helped pare that back to two main categories that would show, they think, cover-up of this lethal gun-running program on the Mexico border. And they think that that pared-back list, that kind of narrowed set of documents, would help them, would help the Attorney General and the Department of Justice produce documents quicker. Now, that's yet to be seen. They say if they don't get them by the end of the first full week in June, they're going to move forward with contempt.
Now, people hear contempt in a contempt of court all the time, and that gets you held briefly in jail. If Holder's found to be in contempt of Congress, what does that mean exactly?
It means, essentially, in practicality, it's going to mean that the documents will probably come a little bit quicker, and they'll be under increased pressure to deliver these documents to Congress. Now, you're talking about a set of 70 or 80,000 documents, so these aren't exactly easy documents to come by. They're emails, private records, so they're having a tough time, it would seem, getting these documents. But if this contempt vote goes forward, it would mean that these documents would be heading up to the Hill with speed, a lot of people think.
All right, Jake, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Jake Sherman, congressional reporter for Politico. For more news, check out tomorrow's edition of Politico.